Before opening a scheduled public hearing, several councillors presented their reports for discussion. Count Humphreys reported that he has stepped down as chair of Prairie Gateway Tourism. At their recent meeting, there was a presentation from a strategic planning organization that was very in-depth and very expensive. He feels that these funds could have been better spent elsewhere. Humphreys also spoke of some of the exciting local projects that are planned, where the antique cars are going to be displayed around the town, and how this idea has grown a base of local support. Kinnaird reported that the Handy Van Committee reviewed the rate structure to simplify it and increased it. They also discussed and reviewed the employment agreement with Mr. Usinye, the driver, and changed a few things. The budget hasn't been finalized because there are some issues with some of the numbers that need to be resolved before that can happen. Count McDonald attended the meeting of Hamiota District Health Center. Dr. Craig Fedorowicz is a dentist who has operated out of the clinic building for many years, and he is retiring. His business is for sale and is a turnkey operation for anyone looking to open a practice. If the business is not sold, Dr. Fedorowicz has offered all the dental equipment as a gift in kind to the health center. She noted that there are two grants from the health center for $1,000 each to assist nursing students in the ACC program active in Verdun, and a further $1,000 each if they return to Hamiota. Reeve Kennard reported from the fire board that new turnout gear has been ordered, and there are some repairs to be done on trucks in both Verdun and Elkhorn. They are working on building an asset management plan for the fire department to have a very detailed inventory of all of our items and equipment, so that we can have a more detailed capital plan for the future on the upcoming possibilities of new equipment, trucks and other projects. It will give us a better idea of what the future looks like. They have ordered a training dummy, paid for with funds raised by the Verdun Legion Ladies Auxiliary. Councillor Stambuski reported that the auto museum is showing a profit, although there is work to be done on some accounting details. At the committee meeting, there was a discussion of a feasibility study for recreation for all the municipality. One summer grant wasn't applied for this year. There has been a request for a sale of an artifact, with the proceeds going to the restoration fund. The museum has applied for the community museum support grant to upgrade collections management. The manager's contract was updated, and the annual meeting will be March 15. At the pasture committee meeting, it was decided to increase the rates for cows and heifers to $80, steers and yearlings to $85, and calves remain the same at $40. The deposit was increased to $40. Two new patrons were allotted 25 head each, and one patron was capped at 600 animals. The budget projects a profit of $44,000. Trans-Canada West Planning District. Conditional use order. A public hearing was held to consider an application from John Cleaver for a conditional use order to allow the creation of an abattoir on his property in a new building at SEE the 28th of November 2020. Development Officer Corey Nixon listed the requirements for approval and the conditions that need to be applied for the application to be approved. He reported that no concerns had been raised by any neighboring landowners. Reeve Kennard wondered what plans had been made for waste disposal, and Cleaver replied that waste would go to Rothsay Recycling or to a landfill near Winnipeg. The application was approved subject to the conditions that the building be designed in accordance with the National Building Code and with the Livestock Products Act. Subdivision. Council heard a subdivision application from Extra Enterprises Limited. The property located at SW the 29th of October 24, belonging to one owner, is being subdivided into two parcels. Nixon said, the municipality will require a conditional use and variation order to bring the existing use into conformance with the new proposed parcels. Manitoba Transportation and Infrastructure has requested a permit to correct the existing access. And the petroleum branch wants to ensure no buildings will be developed within 50 meters of the abandoned oil well on the property. An easement will be completed by the applicant to ensure the access arrangement can remain consistent. Nixon recommended that council approve the subdivision and require the applicant to complete the conditions of the community planning request. After a thorough discussion, council agreed and the motion was passed.